We will get started with today's media availabilities following the Use Your Melon Drive Sober 200 with the NASCAR Xfinity Series here at Dover International Speedway. We're joined first by our second place finisher, Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Textron Off-Road Chevrolet. Justin, why don't you just take us through that run out there?
Yeah, it's a solid day. You know, we started off, we knew we were lacking quite a bit of short run speed on the restarts and just trying to figure that out, and then knew that our car was really good on the long run. So the first couple segments, you know, we just tried to battle track position. We kept getting kind of messed up on restarts, and then that final start was able to get to second and then just kind of maintain there as best possible. Ryan's car was really good on the short run and got out and away from us, and then we made some good gains on that last pit stop to make our car better. So I felt like our car came around a lot quicker, but unfortunately just needed a little bit more on the short run to get our Textron Off-Road Chevy up towards the front there a little bit closer. But all in all, a good day, good points day. Didn't secure a spot into the next round in the playoffs, but got us really close. So looking forward to next week at Charlotte.
And we're also joined by a third place finisher, William Byron, driver of the number 9 Exalta Central Aluminum Chevrolet, who also tallied an all-important playoff point with a stage win. William, why don't you just take us through your run out there today, too?
It was good. I think you know, our cars were strong all weekend, and really us as a team, we had a good amount of speed all weekend, so that's good. And just kind of use that for Charlotte, hopefully be able to translate that over and keep advancing through the round. So I think overall this is kind of the day we needed, and we'll be able to go to Charlotte with some peace of mind, I guess.
All right, we'll open up to questions. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start with Bob.
Bob Huckers, ESPN. Justin, now that you're 2 races into this playoff format, has the playoff points and changed the approach at all, or how you feel about your chances?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I looked at last week, and we had a great weekend last weekend, but we gave up a lot of stage points. But the advantage for us was that we had a lot of bonus points from the regular season to kind of fall back on. It made me realize real quickly how important those were, not only, you know, leading up to the playoffs, but then, you know, trying to earn those as best as possible. You know, obviously William got one today. That was huge. I think, you know, winning a race and getting those extra points, even though you can't use them until the next round, I think that, you know, going into a couple weeks from now, you're going to hope you got as many extra points as you could get. So I think it's different. You know, last year there was a lot more guys that I think were playing defense and just being more conservative and getting, you know, okay finishes and kind of advancing through the rounds. And this year it seems like you're having to push, you know, a lot harder to try to get those stage points, try to get the bonus points and you know, put yourself in better position throughout the course of the race to finish it off.
We'll go to Jim and then Holly.
Jim Hunter, motorsport.com. For Justin, you've had obviously a solid season, but it just seems like something sparked since you won at Chicagoland. What, these last 3 races, the best stretch you've had this season? Any particular confidence builder, maybe?
The playoffs started. You know, for us, we locked ourselves in early at Phoenix, and I think, you know, we pushed ourselves through the summer months, but we tried a lot of stuff, and we were off on strategy sometimes and just trying to be different than everybody else. And sometimes it worked, and sometimes it didn't. But I feel like, you know, for us as a company, we've had a lot of speed, and, you know, whether it's our car or the 9 or the 1 or the 5, you know, all 4 of our cars have been extremely strong this year, and we've all relied on each other a lot as far as just, you know, figuring out what we need to do differently or how to make our cars faster. And for me, it's just been I don't want to go to Homestead and not have a shot for a championship. That's the difference maker for me. You know, I know that if we go to Homestead, that's one of my best racetracks, the one of the ones that I feel the most comfortable at. And if we've got a shot, I think, you know, if we're in, we've got a shot at winning the championship. So I think that's the difference maker. And truth be told, you know, the definition of luck, they always say, is when opportunity meets preparation. And we've been prepared, and we're just finding that opportunity here of late, and it's working out for us.
Go to Holly.
Holly Kane, NASCAR.com. And really, either of you or both of you could answer this question, but it's a unique dynamic that you're racing your teammates for this championship. It really is. And kind of how does that play out? Everything, you know, happy and flowers and lollipops at this point, and then we expect that to change at Homestead? Or could you just talk a little bit about that?
I think that's a good thing. I think it's good for the company. It shows the strength of our team. I think, you know, really we found some speed here as of late, which is good, and we're kind of putting ourselves into the top five cars each weekend. So, you know, Gibbs, Penske, they've always been strong this year, but I feel like we're closing the gap a lot, and, you know, this is a example of that. So I feel like if we can all get to Homestead, all four of us, that'd be awesome. You know, if it's a couple or three of us or four or whatever, it's good. So, you know, we're just going to keep pushing and push each other to be better. I feel like that's what we've done all year. Each of the four teams has had a different strength, so we're all kind of taking that in stride and applying it.
Happy and flowers and lollipops for sure. It's you know, I think the cool thing is we have four different race teams that, you know, four different drivers that are completely different in where they're at in their careers or what they're trying to accomplish, or, you know, there's so many different scenarios that we have at our shop. And one of the cool things is that we all tend to run very, very evenly, and we all push each other. You know, we're all battling it out, but very rarely will you ever see us have an issue amongst the group of us on the track or off. I mean, you know, we work together so seamlessly. It's pretty incredible. And that's one of the strengths, I think, at Junior Motorsports. We're not the largest team by any means. We don't have the biggest budgets by any means, but we work really hard and we work well together and we drive each other better, which I think, you know, that's the challenge that you have. You know, a lot of these teams that are large is managing, you know, how much turmoil you have amongst the group. And our shop is kind of like, man, maybe we should put them against each other a little bit harder sometimes, because we all tend to give each other, you know, a lot, and it makes it a lot of fun. But, you know, I think Kelly has said multiple times, you know, make sure we got the best race cars we can when we get to the racetrack, and you guys go battle it out on the racetrack and go have fun and push as hard as you can push and just don't wreck each other. And I think ultimately, you know, as teammates, that's good to know that we got a teammate that is out there and we know how they're going to race us and that they're going to have a fast race car as well.
Any additional questions? Reed?
Thank you. Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. For both of you guys, first of all, was it as difficult to pass out there as it appeared to be? And second, given the way the race started, were you guys surprised that that you essentially ran green from the start of stage two, except for the stage two break?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit hard to pass, but that's normal Dover, so you kind of expect that. You know, the top didn't come in as good as it normally does, I think, but there was also some good speed there at maybe the first 10, 15 laps if you worked it right and were in a little bit of clean air. So, you know, definitely the first stage of the race was a ton of cautions and a ton of wrecks and, you know, a lot of restarts. But after that, it kind of mellowed out and just it was a pretty short race, really. I mean, it seems like it goes by super fast. So it's definitely kind of different than what we're used to.
Yeah, I kind of agree with him. You know, at the beginning there, we were taking what normally is a super short race and turning it into a 500-miler. It seemed like, you know, we just kept having cautions after cautions. And, you know, this tire, for whatever reason, we were noticing that firing off on the restarts, the track, you know, picking up the rubber, it seemed to have a lot less grip than what we had been used to. And then, you know, four or five laps into a run, it would kind of settle in and you could really feel comfortable in where you went. I was actually opposite of him. You know, the first two stages, I ran the top a lot and felt like there was a lot of grip up there and was really struggling on the bottom. And then we made some adjustments on our car and got it where it was better on the bottom. And I think if you had a lane that your car worked in, you could pass guys. You know, the biggest challenge we had at some stages was some of the lap cars, of knowing which direction they were going to go. You know, the straightaways are fairly narrow and the corners widen out a lot. And if you make the right move at the wrong time, it can be detrimental to you and whoever you're racing against. So just kind of knowing what was going to happen. And I gave up some time to the 22 right there at the end, probably pushing myself in a, you know, just being patient and trying not to get, you know, too crazy and get myself into trouble. And so, you know, I think for us, it was just a matter of timing things right. But, you know, I think there were some lanes to pass. I'm excited to watch the Cup race tomorrow. You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what they have to deal with, especially having, you know, more power and, you know, usually are a little bit freer than what we are. So it'll be interesting to see how their restarts go.
Anything else for Justin and William? All right, gentlemen, thanks for joining
us.
Congratulations on your race.